Don Kulaki is not the only one who brings visual aids. I brought some of my own today. I have rocks and stones. And you're going to see in a minute or two why I have brought these visual aids for my sermon. Because I want to talk to you today about rocks and stones. Why, you may I ask? Why, you may ask? Well, you'll soon get the correlation if you just sit back, relax, and listen. The word rock is a very interesting one, and it's used in a lot of phrases and similes and metaphors. Something like this. That boy's head is as hard as a rock. Her hands are as steady as a rock. That house is as solid as a rock. Boy, you got some rocks in your head. That kid is as dumb as a box of rocks. I got rocks in my pockets. Her alibi is as solid as a rock. And so on. In addition, the term rock and roll was coined in the late 1940s from the actual motion of a boat rocking and rolling on the water. Hence the action of people rocking and rolling to the music of the genre. And here's another fact that people may or may not know. In 1975, a man named Gary Dahl, D-A-H-L, was sitting in a bar with a bunch of friends, and they were complaining about their pets. So jokingly, he had this idea, and he said, "Hey, how about a pet rock? Never have to feed it, you don't have to walk it, you don't have to do anything with it. So what about it?" So he put it in a box, put a bunch of air holes in it, and by January of 1996, he was a one-hit millionaire. So stones are pretty cool, too. Now, they're flatter and smoother than rocks, so they're a little different. How many of you have ever gone down to the sea and picked up some stones and skimmed them across the water just to see how many ripples that you can make? I know I've done it 1,000 times since I was a kid. So little boys who had slingshots used to use stones also because they were easier than rocks to put in their slingshots, and they worked a lot better than rocks. Just ask David. He had 5 smooth stones that he put in that slingshot, but it only took 1 to slay that giant. And then here's an old saying: those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. So, stones and rocks can also be used for harm. Mosaic law used to say that if you committed a certain sin, that you would have to stone people to death. And in Jesus' day, Mary the prostitute had to be stoned to death for committing the adultery that she did. But Jesus said, "Let he who is without sin cast the first stone." And everybody had to walk away because everybody sins. So, why all this chatter and stuff about rocks and stones? Well, let's discuss it. Here's a big rock. average size rock. Nothing special about it, it's just a rock. But there could be something special about this rock. Now, I keep some stones and rocks around for myself as reminders. This particular rock says, God is an awesome God. And it's just a rock that somebody painted that I happen to have liked. It's got a little cross on it. This other rock, actually, this is a stone. This one says, first things first, to remind me about the priorities in my life. And this one, this little rock here, we each got a rock that week that we were all giving out stuff in church here. We got a compass 1 week, we got a pack of crystal light 1 week, and then we got a rock. I didn't think much about it, actually, until I put it in my pocket, and when I went home, I took the rock out. This rock says live. I thought about it. I said, yeah, live. Not only live life, but live for Christ. Live for my community. Live for Christ. Live for my church. Just live in general. So, yeah, rocks can be special things, not used for harm. So, those are my reminders. Also, the reminder that I need my rock for protection. This rock, this non-special, nothing's on it. I picked this up from the ground, this rock, for protection. So, as we heard Tom read the scriptures this morning, the psalm read of the Lord being that very rock, a fortress, a rock of salvation, if you will. And as a matter of fact, in the scripture, the Lord made Peter his rock on which he said he would build his church. And did he not? Are we not sitting here today on the church that the Lord built? Now, what I think that the psalmist was trying to convey in his plea for salvation was from his sins. To ask the Lord for his unfailing love to rescue him, the psalmist, from his faults. Look at the rock. There's a couple of little cracks in here. From his faults. To be his protector, his guide, his salvation. Keeping him on the right path, which is the only way that he saw as a way out and a way up. Up to the Lord's way of living rightly. You see, a rock is a solid foundation on which we strive to build our spiritual lives. To build up and not to tear down. We no longer stone people. We no longer stone people. In these days, that could mean judging. Judgments. Judge not, lest ye be judged. We all have our faults, and we all have our cracks in the foundation. Some of us just go out and get some quick crete, and we fix it up. But our cracks and our faults can be repaired through the grace and mercy of the strongest rock of all. Our rock of ages. Notice I didn't mention that in my litany of rock phrases in the beginning. Because this is where it belongs. The Rock of Ages that we have here, that we have now, that we've had before and that we will have forever. The Lord God Jesus Christ is the rock that we need to build our spiritual foundation on. There's no other rock. None. It states in the scripture that we are the chosen people, and that those who obey God's word will not stumble. That Jesus is the cornerstone of God's temple. That is what Peter was talking about. And that we are to trust in him. And yes, he was rejected, as Peter wrote. Not only rejected, but our rock was tortured and crucified and died. All for us. Excuse me. But look what his mercy did before he died, while he was dying, and after he died. Although Peter denied him, he still built the church on Peter, his rock. He forgave everyone who abused him while he was dying on the cross. And then after he died, he sent the disciples out and the Holy Spirit into the world so we could carry on his mission. Very simple. And to share the good news, or we would not be here. All this, our our Savior, our Lord, Jesus Christ, did for us. So yes, all who trust in him will never be rejected, never be disgraced. And what I take away from that is in his holy kingdom, when we are blessed enough to get there. Maybe not here, because I still pray very hard. Very, very hard that those that are still being persecuted for their faith here on earth, and yes, it's still happening. I still pray for those people because it's a shame what's going on, that people are still to this day being persecuted for their beliefs and their faith, and it's happening right before our very eyes. That they can't believe in the God and Jesus Christ like we can here. We are free to believe, free to worship. And I pray very hard for those people that someday someone will set them free like we're free. The Lord is my light and my salvation, Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. Please, Lord, set them free as we are free. My obligation, as I pray it to be, is to make you think. Think about our rock and what he means in your life. You know, I've heard it said that I'll take a shack on a rock over a castle in the sand. And yeah, if that's what it means to live with Christ in my life, yep, that's a sure bet. That's a darn sure bet that I'll take that. Will you? That's your choice. Those are your choices. But you know what? I'm game. And I hope, my friends, that after you've heard what I had to say today, that you never look at a rock the same way again. Amen.